Now, we're continuing on to lesson 7. Now, lesson 7 has explanations on page 19 of the yellow book. Explanations on some of the animate nouns and what we have to look forward to make it become animate, whether it's singular or plural. Oftentimes the letters RK, IK are needed in word endings to denote that there is more than one involved. Here are some examples. Otin wapus. Take the rabbit. Take the rabbits. Otinik wapusak. So the IK is an animate ending when it's placed at the end of a verb. Otinik niso wapusisak. Take two bunnies or bunny rabbits. Otinik ayananeyo wapusisak. Take eight bunny rabbits. So the IK ending is very important when it comes to grammar and the animate arrangements. Now, what was the first animate noun that was introduced? That's right, it was a misc. And for a small, we said a miskosis. So the ending O-S-I-S tells us that the animal is small. What happened to Otina when it became animate? That's right, Otina dropped the letter A, so it became Otin. What are the plural animate endings? It was W-A-K or A-K or just K. It's dependent on how your animate words are spelt. Animate pronouns are awa, anna, oki, aniki. And the ki denotes animate, while the hi denote inanimate. Ewako does not change it, and it's involved with the animate the same way. The IK, of course, as we mentioned, was an animate ending. Nothing else but an animate ending, and it's an animate plural ending. The next word we take is the word wapam. Now, wapam is the same as wapahta. Wapam meaning see him, while wapahta told us see it. So one is inanimate and the other is animate. I see niwapamau. Niwapamau. So for wapam, we add an aw ending, while in wapahten, we added an en ending. So please bear in mind that the aw ending always points to animate, while the en ending points to inanimate. Now compare the words niwapahten to niwapamau. And it helps to remind you that there is these differences. Let's read the following. Niwapamau Amisk, Niwapamau Wapus, Niwapamau Atim, and Niwapamau Minus. And here we are building our nouns, beaver, rabbit, dog, and cat. We can say Niwapamau Amiskusis, Niwapamau Wapusis, Niwapamau Atimusis, and Niwapamau Minusis. And that talks of the little animals. Now, on the word otin, we could say otinik. Otinik amiskwak, eh? Take the beavers. And we could also say wapamik amiskwak, see the beavers, because it is a plural word. Now on page 20, we do have some plural arrangements. Let's read the top paragraph, and it tells us exactly what to do. The plural nouns are used in a sentence. The verbs also become pluralized with the same plural endings, such as wak, ak, and k. When plural inanimate words are used, the verbs remain the same. So there is these differences when it becomes inanimate or animate. The verb seeing, we say, I see the beavers. Niwapamawak amiskwak. So we have to pluralize our verb the same as we pluralize our noun. Niwapamawak atimwak. Now an M ending word uses wak, the same as amiskwak. Niwapamawak minusak. The S uses the AK. Niwapamawak wapusak. Again, the S uses the K. Questions and answers. Kiwapamawak amiskusisakchi. Do you see the beavers, the little beavers? Yes. Kiwapamawak atimusisakchi. Namoya, do you see the puppies? No. Kiwapamawak minusisakchi? Yes. Do you see the kittens? Yes. Kiwapamawak wapusisakchi? Namoya, do you see the bunnies? No. Animate nouns, numbers, and verbs. We say, I see one cow. Niwapamau peyak mustos. I see five cows. Niwapamawak nianan mustosak. I see many cows. Niwapamawak michet mustosak. I see another cow. Newapamau kotak mustos. Now, those arrangements should be transcribed into English. Get a piece of paper and write down, and we shall correct them at the next lesson. New animate vocabulary. Here we say for the word bring, pace. Bring him, pesu. Fetch him, nas. Place or put him, ahi. Now, those are just pace, mind you, is a short term. It's a very short term. Pace awasis, like if we wanted to say, bring the child, eh? Pesu, bring him. Page 21 in the yellow book, we say, nas awasis, fetch or go for the child. Pesiwota, bring him here. Ahinete, put him over there. Now, for pesu, you could say pesiwik if you were bringing more than one, eh? Pesiwik, amiskwak. Ahik means put them over there. Ahik nete. You could add the IK. By adding the IK to these words, they would become plural animates. And continuing on with our exercises, we must transcribe these exercises into English. We read and we say, pes peyak minusis, mina peyak atimusis. Nas ana minusis. Ahi ota ana wapusis. Pesiwik nianan minusisak. Bring 5 kittens. Nasik nisto wapusisak. Fetch 3 rabbits. Ahik ote. Place them over here. So we can add the words on the words, the IK ending, the plural animate. Pesiwik, nasik, ahik, and wapamik, and utinik. So we're building our vocabulary very, very much so. As we mentioned before, on page at the back of the yellow book, we have words that we must repeat. On page 74, we have the words otin, wapam, pesu, nas, ahi, otinik, pesiwik, wapamik, nasik, ahik, wapus, atim, minus, otin wapus, otin wapusis, pesu atim, pesu atimusis. Continuing on page 75 of the yellow book, we say nas minus, nasik minusisak, ahi ota minusis, ahik ota minusak. Otinik nistu wa pusisak. Otinik neo minusisak. Pesiwik mitatat amiskwak. Wapamana wapusis. Wapamik aniki wapusisak. Ni wapamau. Ki wapamau chi. Ni wapamau amisk. Ni wapamawak amiskwak. Ki wapamawak amiskusisak chi. Ehe, ni wapamawak nistu amiskusisak. Atimwak. Amiskwak. Wapusak. Minusak. And continuing with the word see, the animate sea, niwapamau amisk. Niwapamau atim. Niwapamau minus. Niwapamau wapus. Ki wapamawak amiskosisak chi. Continuing to page 76, let's read, and we say, Kiwapamawak atimwak chi. Kiwapamawak wapusak chi. Kiwapamawak minusisak chi. Nipesiwaw amisk. Nipesiwau wapus. Nipesiwau atim. Nipesiwau minus kiwapamauchi. Pesiwik awasisak ota. Pesiwik atimusisak ota. Pesiwik minusisak ota. Nasik nete nasik ekwa. Nasik nisto mostosak. Nasik peyakatim mina nisto minusak. Ahik ote. Ahik neta. Ahik nete. Ahik ota. Ehe, niwapamawak mihchet amiskosisak. Ehe, niwapamawak mihchet mustosak. Ehe, niwapamawak atimwak mina minusak. Kigwayawa. Kigwai ana. Kigwai oki. Kigwai anigi. Kigwai ewaku. Awachi amiskusis. Anachi wapusis. Ogichi atimusisak. Anigichi minusisak kia. Ogichi tom. Anigichi san. Ewako mia. Now, that's the end of lesson 7. Now read the arrangements and try and transcribe those, especially those that you are not quite sure of.